ृतम सावधोत्तम वर्ण सहितम कृष्ण से जन्म देव श्री राधा कृष्ण बाधा नमस्ते गौरवाणी त्रिमूर्त दीन कारण रूपानुग विरुद्धापसिद्धान्तर्भन्तार मन्षा प्रपितरुद्धस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानामुपावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने ब्रह्मा रुद्र सनक वैष्णवाख के पावना देर आर फोर संप्रदाय वन इज श्री संप्रदाय एंड ब्रह्म संप्रदाय एंड सनक संप्रदाय रुद्र संप्रदाय असमक संप्रदाय
इन बात का
श्री माधव एंड सनक एंड सनक संप्रदाय एंड शिवा तुलसी
रुद्र संप्रदाय
इन मीन फोर संप्रदाय महाप्रभु शेष चैतन्य महाप्रभु हे विजिटेड श्रीरंगम हे विजिटेड मध्वाचल जस्ट प्लेस उडुपी एंड ही हैज डिस्कस विद देम एंड दो दे आर कॉल्ड वैष्णवास बट देयर मीन्स इज एंड is moksha and means is bhakti. That is why in this discussion between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these were discussed. And he discussed personally in Sri Rangam when he was there. He went to Uruki, there are sages. They asked humbly, what is the means and what is the end? They say means is bhakti and end is moksha. But Mahaprabhu says no, moksha and bhakti and mantra. Mukti is enjoyment, which is the result of karma, and the result of jnana is mukti. But Vaishnavas and Vishnu Bhakti doesn't want the help of moksha. And even moksha, Shankara says, among all other means bhakti is the supreme. Only the aim of bhakti is to do the service, only to perform the offerings only for moksha. So it is not eternal. Moksha, after moksha there is nothing to be done. Finish. But now bhakti is the service of the Lord. The meaning of bhakti is bhadadhatu seva, service of the Lord. And that service is eternal. As the jiva is eternal, and the object of worship, the Lord Krishna, is eternal. So, it is eternal. And Ramanuja, they say bhakti, but the last is Advaita. What is that Advaita? Vishishtha Advaita. Advaita means becoming oneness. And what is that Vishishta Advaita? Advaita, it is also Advaita. It is also Advaita. Advaita which comes from non-person, no person is there. It is empiric knowledge. But here they also speak of Advaita, because the last end is devotion, mukti, the Advaita. They become Narayana, Chaturbhuja. So here, bhakti, no, the worship bhakti always. Worship will be always there, devotion will be always there. And by being bhakti, there is no end to it. Because Atma is endless, devotion is endless, and the Lord is endless. So, according to Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is established. What is that? Jnana Manapratam.
Anupulesa Sankalpa.
Pratam da?
Anyavyajita
Sunya. Anyavyajita Sunya. Jnana Karmadi Anapratam. Anuputyana Krishnanu Sivanam Bhakti Sama. What is that bhakti? Because no bhakti is this. For moksha bhakti, for bhukti bhakti. No. It is bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. Bhakti is service. And service for service is called bhakti. So it is anyabhilashka sunyam. A bhakta has no other desire, either doesn't want enjoyment, doesn't want moksha, and doesn't want anything except service. So Mahaprabhu said, always, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisya kamaye, mama dharmani dharmani ishvare, all other religions, they say about mukti, they say that they should stop their birth centers. But no, if birth and death stopped, what is the function of this jiva? Jiva is eternal and it is active. What is the action it will do? That in Vaikuntha I could not do. In Goloka it must do. Who says? Not Narayana, Mahabhakti Murti, Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna accepts the service. If everybody becomes Chaturbhuja, Sarukya, Samitya, Sarasthi, Sarukya, Chaturbhuja Mukti. Chaturbhuja Mukti means a devotee worships Narayana, he becomes Narayana. He will be like Narayana, he will be near Narayana, he will be in the plane of Narayana, he will be equal to Narayana. What service he will do? That's so rank. He cannot do service. Only just like bodyguard he will stand there. So, anyabhilashita sunyam, anyabhilashita, no other desires. Jnana karmati anapratam, it is not covered by jnana or karma. Karma, one do karma, dukkha hati sukhayata. Why should you work hard? To drive away the suffering and enjoyment you want. The aim of service, aim of work is to drive away the suffering. We are suffering. We have no house. We will work hard to get a house, to construct a house. And if the house is constructed, could you able to drive away the miseries? No, you cannot. another type of misery will come. There is no end to it. Karma, karma, we have to do karma. And in order to construct how much labor he has undergone, that never puts an end to his labor. He will suffer. No, here, anyabhilasha sunya, he has no other desires. These jivas have no other desires. But when jiva is controlled by maya, he has number of desires. Without desire, you cannot say, even 1 second. Everybody has desire. What for you are sitting? What for I am talking? What for I am listening? About you, where you are staying? And who wants it? Everything. But these desires are only temporary. These desires. And thinking that it is temporary, we have to do. But not permanent. Permanent anyabhilasha sunyam, no other desire. Only jnana karma anakrutam. The karma and the jnana both cannot cover it. Uncovered by it. It is independent. Bhakti is independent. It doesn't take the help of karma or jnana. Because bhakti is eternal, and I am the soul, I am eternal. So there is no need, people who have got so many desires, though they worship Vinayaka, they worship Shiva, they worship Devi, they worship Pancha, Devata Upasaka, Sun. Some Vasham, some Moon, some so many gods. Some Krishna, some Narayana, some Nrisimha, Ramachandra. So what is the aim of worshipping so many gods? Gods are there, many. Kamishwaranam, Paramam, Maheswaram, O Lord Krishna, At Krishna. Anyabhilasha sunyam, jnana karma jana purusam, anakubhena krishnanusilanam, bhaktir uttama. It is called uttama bhakti, it is called pure bhakti, it is called extreme bhakti, unparalleled. And Sri Krishna, anadyadi govinda sarvakarana karana. He is sarvakarana karana. He is because of all the causes. And Dhamishwaranam Paramam Maheswaram, he is the god of all the gods. Dham Devatanam Paramanta Devatam, he is the master of all the demigods. Dhamishwaranam Paramam Maheswaram, Dham Devatanam Paramanta Devatam, Patim Patim, he is the master of all the masters. Paramam Parattar, so he is called Parameshwara, he is called Krishna. Who is Parameshwara? Krishna is the Paramesha. He is the Supreme Godhead. And the truth, Supreme Truth. That Supreme Truth, now you have to hear, and you have to serve, and you have to repeat. If you, the Kirtanam, the Smaranam, the Dichanam, Jat Bandhanam, Jat Sravanam, Jat Arahanam. Sadhya, immediately it will destroy my sins. If I worship, it is told in Bhagavad. Jat Kirtanam, if I repeat the name of Krishna, Jat Smaranam, if you remember Krishna, remember the past times of Krishna, Jat Kirtanam, Jat Smaranam, Jat Ikshanam, if you see Krishna with this eyes, the murti of Krishna, Jat Bandhanam, that we offer your prayer to that Krishna. I'll give a go circumambulate Krishna, go around to Krishna. I'll give worship Krishna. Immediately, dunoti sarvam, whatever accumulate that sin you have, it will be completely destroyed. Tat kirtanam, tat smaranam, tat ikshanam, tat bandhanam, tat shravanam, tat aharam lokasya sadyo vidhinoti karmasam. Not only one caste, and not only one creed, not only one sect, all. Those, anybody, those who do these things, these are called devotion. This is called bhakti. In that bhakti, is considered to be the uttama bhakti, supreme bhakti. Then this is your ceto-darpana-madhyanam. It will clear my mind. My mind will be clear. I will repeat now. Ceto-darpana-madhyanam bhava-maha-dhāvāgni-nirvāpanam. Dhāvāgni, forest fire, light. This Ādhya-bhūtika, Ādhyātmika, Ādhya-bhūtika, Ādhya-bhūtika, these are the fires. Every moment I am under the influence of diseases, gross body, kind of disease. This is the body constructed with diseases. Sariram jādhya-mundiram, and then my mind. One is physical, one is mental. Mental disease, to whom you do not want the article or the object you do not want, if it comes to you, your mind will be disturbed. To whom you love, you want to be happy with it. But if it goes away, then you have to feel the separation. This is mental disease. And this disease cannot be destroyed by any medicines. There is no medicine. And to gross body, there is medicine. But for mental, no medicine. It cannot destroy the mental defects. Though they follow bhakti, karma marga, jnana marga, austerity, or sacrifice, whatever you do, you cannot. Rahupanai tattapasanthadati. It cannot destroy. It can be destroyed only not by penance, not by your nasama dharma you practice, not the charity you do, not by traveling all these sacred places, not by reciting Veda, not by doing any other sacrificial rites or any other activities you do, you cannot control the Lord. You cannot know the Lord. How can you know? Maha Vijayarishit, Maha Vada Radhobi Shekam, Rahugana. This is the Rahugana Bhagyan and Bhagavatam. You see in the 5th chapter, in the 5th chapter it is written, 5th canto, Bhagavatam, Rahugana, Jadabharata. Jadabharata was used as a carrier of Olympian. Now he taught a lesson to this Rahugana. Daily he was going to Kapila Ashrama to learn yoga. Now he engaged him as a carrier. Jadabharata. He was not in great state. And engaged him. He carried.
Yes.
He never used to walk, talk. Because due to association he was beautiful. He had taken 3 months. First he was Bharata, the name of Bharata Varsha, you call India. The whole of Bharata was controlled by Bharata Maharaj. So its name is Bharata. And he is the son of Vrishabha. Vrishabha was the king who had 100 children. Out of 100 children, the eldest one is Bharata. And other main Yogindras, Navajyogindras, their lives, they are always young, like 5 years' child. No clock. And they know everything. Like Brahma's 4 children, Manasaputra, Sanat Sanatana, Sanat Kumar, Rarasanarita. And remaining and 9 became the emperors of 9 islands. And the remaining 81, they become Brahmins. Who spread this karma, karma theory. Now the same Bhanta, in youth, he left his empire, left his children, left wife, left rupees, left the wealth, everything, went to forest. And while he was in the forest, performing bhajan, and he saw a deer was drinking water in a small flower. There, that deer held the lion's roar. Then he was afraid. Just jumped over the stream. And when he killed the head, he was carrying the baby. A deer was inside now. She was afraid of the sound, so could not run. And the baby fell down. And she also went some distance here. Now died. Now motherless child is a deer. So we argue. I have left my everything, I have left my empire, left my wealth, left my friends and children and wife. I came to perform service of the Lord in the forest. No really, I could not be able to do this. Why this scenery has come to me? It would be some bad, but it is yet to you. Aim of the Lord to show the needs that I must bring that helpless child and maintain it. What I saw this. Then we brought it. And he left all the worship. And now he was maintaining that child, carrying it on shoulders, and bringing grass, bringing milk, everything. And for 1.5 years, the child was waiting. After the 1 day, it went away. Then he was weeping first, the separation of that. And by weeping, Dhananda Vishwarambhavi died. While dying, he was weeping and remembering for the separation of the child. I could not be able to save it. It had complete faith on me, but I am treachery. I have committed treachery. I had left it, care, never took cottage. Safety. So, weeping he left the body. He became a deer. Dhananvapi smaranbhavam jajantante kalevara. So, the one who weeps at the time of death, whatever it thinks, the same form will come to him. Now he became a deep. But he remembers his past birth. So he never mixed with anybody. Now she was alone, it was alone. Now it came to a rishi's ashrama, there roaming. And survived for 14 years, eating the leaves of the tree, fallen leaves. This went 14 years. After 14 years, it died and was born in the Brahmin's house. That Brahmin had 9 children. 8 children were scholars. They were performing daily sandha vandana and were parayana and all reading well also by Chungya children. But this boy, last one, never good. And the father asked him to do, to read well or to stand up, literally. The sandha vandana, he never finished. The mouth never cleans the rectum like the Western country. So, your father was very anxious, he died. Then brothers should not give him food without service. So they used to send him to give the farm away. So he was to look after it. Driving all the cows and the animals eating away the cart was there to protect. And, but he is a Paramahamsa. He is Paramahamsa. They are not feeling perfect. Whatever food they give, whether fresh or rotten food. You have to take that and be happy and very tired. And one day a king of robbers wanted to sacrifice a human being to make berries. And he sent 10 persons. In the night they were searching for anybody. Nobody they could find. They saw the sorrow sitting on the cornfield. The watcher. They asked him to come. He came and took a bath, and tied the cloth, the lion's cloth. Then they asked him to offer sashtam dandavat. By that time they will put one sword. But one strike, that will be removed and the blood will be offered to them. When they began to pick up that sword and hit, this same, that same, the deity came out from the murti and took that sword and she destroyed these fellows, all burnt up. He is not affected. He is not disturbed. He never, as they fall, he got up and slowly went out to the place. Then he was staying there, the king of that place, Rahugana, he was daily going to Kapila Ashrama to learn yoga. Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga and Jnana. Now on that day, one man was shot, fourth unwanted. Four laborers are carriers, they should carry. But one is absent, so three cannot carry. Then question Maharaja that another man should be engaged. Maharaja said, now it is not the place where human beings are there. See in this open place, if anybody is there, bring him and use him. And they saw this Bharata and brought him. and he carried. When he carried, he could not able to walk with all these three, because he sees small insects and them. They may die without seeing those insects every foot in the foot, they will die. So, but here he must walk with these three. So now this Wellington is oscillating. Then Maharaja said that you are harming me, you are troubling me, I am suffering. I must carry care. He told him, you are a stout and strong man, you must carry carefully, that I am the king. If not, I will punish you. Then he opened his mouth. He said, Maharaja, are you suffering? Or those who carry your palanquin, they are suffering. If you die today and born as laborers, and one of your laborers who is carrying now today, if he will become the king, he will sit in the palanquin and you will carry. Then who will suffer? Those who are sitting, you are sitting in the palanquin, you are suffering. They are carrying suffering. Poor people, they are carrying you, they are suffering. They are suffering, you are not suffering. You are happy. So many instructions he gave. Then he asked them to stop the palanquin. They kept the palanquin there. Maharaja came out and offered his sarsanamaskaram to him. I have committed offense. I thought you were a stout and strong person, and you are not that, but you are like a flames, like fire in the ashes. I thought it is ashes. No, you are fire. I have committed offense. Please excuse me. But he told so many things, and after listening it, that he said, Rahugana tattapasanjat nasijjaya nirbhapana gurhabba nasandhazva naivadalagni surjit minamahaspadaradovishyakam. How can you know the proper knowledge? You cannot know the proper knowledge by penance. Why? Observing the rules and regulations of a gurastha, or renunciating gurastha dharma, become a sannyasari, sannyasi or a brahmachari, you cannot understand. Whether you worship in the deep waters or all round the flames, you do penance, you cannot understand. Only you can understand when you rub the feet dust of the Mahatma, saint, on the head, avijit. Then only you can able to get the proper knowledge. Then he said, due to my association, I have to take three births. Now I will go away. I have no attachment with anybody. I have told to you, I will go. So this is how it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. This is not a story. It is actually, this is narration done by Sukadeva Goswami. And if we are sincere to surrender to such a person, then only we can mark the defects, where the defects are. Now here he says, anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karma jnanam. What was? Whether we want Lord Krishna or we want anything else, that must be known. Shraddha, faith. Adav Shraddha. Shraddha sabda vishwas kahi sudra nishtoy. Krishna bhakti kaile dharma karma krita hai. If we worship only one Krishna, or the gods, demigods, all other creatures, human beings, birds, beasts, they are all worship. Because all are in the womb of Krishna. Tameva mata savita tameva is our father. Krishna is our father. Krishna is our mother. Mother, it carries the child in her womb. Now Krishna, where is Krishna? Krishna in Hridaya, but in the heart of a devotee, sadhavo hridayam mayam, sadhu naam to hridayam uttaham, madanyat se nidaham se, naam se jyamanagapi. Sadhu is my heart, and I am the heart of a sadhu. Sadhu knows none except me, and I know none except the sadhu. That sadhu must come to my rescue. Give me that knowledge, because this children, Bhagavatam and different places also, this told that satsanga, satsanga, satang prasangat, mama bhirja sambhito bhavanti bhurtkar narasayana katha tadjoshana adh abhargavatmani sraddha rati bhakti anukurus. Unless you come in contact with a pure uttama bhakta devotee, we cannot understand. And the progress adho sraddha sadhu sangha bhajana kriya anarthana bhakti nishta ruchi ajakti bhava prema. 9 steps we have to walk. One by one, systematically we have to cross 9 steps. Unless we walk 9 steps, how can we come to this floor and sit? We have to walk. If you jump from the ground floor to this floor, you will die. You must jump. So bhakti also, brahma siksha, the process, one after another. I believe having faith upon the Lord Krishna, and according to Krishna's advice, the sadhus, Krishna's will or Krishna's mercy, you will get the association of a sadhu. And if you are surrendered to a sadhu, sadhu, in the heart of that sadhu, Krishna is there, and he will deliver Krishna to you. And then, if it is delivered, then my mind, oscillating mind, will be fixed. Then, satsanga and satsanga bhajana kriya, I will be asked to perform bhajan. That I will be me. Ananya sintayantoma. Jetanaha Pajupasati Jesam Nityami Yuktana Yoga Chambhan. If I have no faith of one, I may have faith a number of. If the number is many, Krishna will never come to your rescue. Krishna will come to your rescue only ananya, na anya. Only me, he must surrender to me. If he surrendered to many gods, then I will never respond. Ananya chintayantoma, one who remembers me only, me. ప్రతిపాదతి తేషాం నిత్యాయుక్తానాం డైరెక్ట్ లింక్ విత్ మీ నోట్ నన్ ఎల్స్ ఓన్లీ ఓన్లీ ఐ అహం హి సర్వత జ్ఞానం భోక్తా స ప్రమేయ అయం ది సోల్ ఎంజాయర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ అయం సుప్రీం మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది యూనివర్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ నన్ ఈక్ మత్త పరతర్ నాన్ దేర్ ఇస్ నన్ సుపీరియర్ టు మీ అండ్ And if we have no such strong faith, then our practice will go useless. We must have such strong faith. Ananya chintayantuma jedanaha pratipasite tesam nityabhijuktanam because day and night he will be meeting Hare Krishna. If we meet Lord Krishna, then Krishna will help you in yogakshama. Whatever is absent in us, we will supply it. And whatever we have, we will protect it. Yoga, Kshama. Whatever I want, whatever I, the pure soul, whatever the pure soul wants, if I want that, then I must have faith on God. I must surrender to Him. That God is only Krishna. Not Krishna. Tunde Tandavini Vritam. That Krishna is called Tunde Tandavini. The devotee says, when it dances upon my tongue, I try my best to control my tongue. I cannot be able to control. Haridas Thakur says to the Mahamadan ruler, they said, you must give up this nama. And you repeat Quran, you know, I will repeat Nam, Krishna Nam. You cannot stop it. You have control over this body. You can destroy this body. As long as your tongue is there, it will repeat Krishna Nam. You are repeating Krishna Nam. How many? Daily, how many? 3 lakhs. 3 lakhs. For how many years? Till his 90 years, from the beginning to the end. And the efficacy of repeating Nama, we told all, those who attend the congregations of Brahmin Pandits, and they asked, and used with authority, he used to give the authority of error and he used to destroy their argument and establish the truth. And they were very angry because being a non-Hindu, a Muslim, he has no right to speak about the quotations of error. He said, I have not studied. I don't know how to write ABCD. Then how could you speak? Just you are talking. It is your stock. And you are the property. When you talk it, then you speak that. Then I remember. And that I told. Then they said, no. Your nose will fall out. Then he left the meeting place and went away. After a week, the fellow who told that his nose was removed. But he has no, he never suffered that. But not only that, that lady, that caller, who came to destroy the purity of Haridas by embracing her and enjoying her. When Haridas was doing Harinama, was sitting at the end of the village near some tulasi tree, doing Harinama, by this time she came. A young lady, the true lady, who came and was sitting there. And he was requesting, sir, you are a great soul, and very beautiful young figure. And you please bless me. I have come for your blessing. Then your blessing. I want to enjoy your blessing and will be with you the night. I want the blessing. He accepted the proposal, but he said, then I have gotten home in 1 month. I must repeat Krishna Namo 1 crore 10 million namas. I must complete. Now, today or tomorrow it may become completed. And after its completion, I will honor your desire. You sit here, you said, the whole night gone, and daybreak, sir. Yes, you see, I am doing Nama. And he was doing Nama. He was not stopping Nama. He was doing Nama throughout the night. So, the next day he came, throughout the night, she was sitting. And that was doing Nama. 2 days gone, 3 days, 3 days gone. Then he said, sir, I have committed the greatest offense at your lotus feet and I was offered an amount and that is why I have come. Now please tell me, how can I be away from the offense that I have committed? Yes, then he said, on the first day I should go away from here. But now, if you want my advice, if you have got faith on my advice, I will tell you, you shave your head immediately and give up this fine cloth and coarse cloth, one cloth. And the property you have acquired by wrong means, you distribute it to all. And whatever food, once in a day you have to take little food and tulasi and do bhajan. Do harinamam, I will go. He gave that pleasure and went away. And she became a great devotee. Even the great devotees, they all came to have darshan. And the same Haridas, when the last days have come, daily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to send prasadam to Haridas. And Haridas used to say to someone, three days. Now one day Govinda brought prasadam and told Haridas, Jagannath Prasad has come, please come and oh, yeah, he was lying on the ground and slowly repeating Nama. Then he took the brought prasadam. I offer my practice of the prasadam.
Took it and put on his tongue.
The particles now. Then this news was told to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu on the next day, he came and asked Haridas, how are you? He said, I am well. My mind is not there, but my body is quite all right. But actually, due to 80, 90 years age, now could not do physical unfitness, could not be able to repeat Trilakshanam daily. I have promised that I will do daily Trilakshanam. But now, due to my health and my physical weakness, I could not be able to perform that. And if I am unable, unfit to repeat the Nama, why should I eat and what should I survive? I am determined to leave this body tomorrow by morning at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Mahaprabhu said, no, no, you, if you go away with whom shall I stay? Don't make such determination to go away. Other course. There are so many devotees. There are 5 people. But at last, Mahaprabhu has to order, obey the orders of Haridas. And the next day with 200 devotees he came there, early in the morning. And Haridas took the feet of all the devotees upon his head and asked Mahaprabhu to sit before him and was repeating Namam. When the correct time came, he repeated Sri Krishna Chaitanya and the life went away. Mahaprabhu carried. I saw some photo you have kept there. Mahaprabhu carried it and showed it. And to the sea, to watch it. And he gave samadhi of that body. That there are not prasadam flowers. A new cloth, 7 samadhi. And he performed peace for 500 devotees. And he distributed prasadam for 500 devotees. Mahaprabhu distributed. Only one. This is how he performed. And Haridas Thakur, he has so much confidence on Nama. See how he has so much, so many tests were there, but he passed all the tests. Nobody can be able to stop it. He was beaten for 24 brothers, beaten to death, but they could not be able to kill. In the evening, they said, you are not killed as the magistrate will kill us. Then, no, I will be killed. I will die. So he performed yoga, kumbhaka, puraka kumbhaka. And when the kumbhaka controlled the air, fell down on the earth. Then they thought he is dead, and they threw before my chest, sir, we have killed him. He is a Mohammedan, he should be performed samadhi, but he is a copper. Repeated, never repeated Quran, so he should be thrown into water. So he was thrown, and he was approaching on Ganga downstream, and came after 1 kilometer, 2 kilometer, 1 mile, came the bank, on the bank there was a tree, on the side of the tree he was repeating and performing Nama. And all these people, those who sent punishment to him, they all came. And he said, and they all begged him, came to pardon him. He said, no, it is my fortune. I have undergone my dictations of my karma. Why should I harm you? There you can repeat Namam, you have become a great saint, you are a peer, peer, you do now. And he came to Shantipur, where of the Dasanjo was there. This is how Nama Sankirtana, efficacy of Nama Sankirtana. One thing, you are fortunate to come in contact with Mahatma, and you are given mantra, Krishna mantra. There is no mantra is superior to Krishna. No worship is superior to Krishna. No philosophy is superior to Krishna. If we worship Krishna, all the services of all the demigods will be done. And तो दो दिशा के महाप्रभु से महाप्रभु कहे पहला यही महामंत्र यह जप गया तबे करिया निर्बंध यह तो सर्वसिद्धि है ये सवाल सर्वक्षण बहुत चले के नहीं ना यूरोपी नाम ऐसे महाप्रभु ही जे दाय कर यू दर महामंत्र हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र जिपी जोन महामंत्र महामंत्र सुप्री सुप्रीम मंत्र सुप्रीम मंत्र अच्छा नाउ वी हैव नो फेथ वी हैव नो फेथ सो वी आर अवर माइंड इज वेरिंग इज ऑसिलेटिंग सो लेट अस इट कैन नॉट हैव द फिक्स्ड fixed path, it is given by the Lord. If we are unfortunate and we will lose the belief on this, and if we are fortunate, it is told, bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sangena parjayate satsanga prapyate pumbhi sukritai purvasan chitam. If actually we have reached the Mahatma and got his blessings as the Krishna mantra, then it is misfortune to be wavering and going here and going there and changing this and changing that, nothing. Only ek Krishna name jato papa hare, papi satya nai toto papa kare. One Krishna can destroy all the sins that I have committed in this life and previous life. So what more do you want? If all the sins are gone, then you will become pure. If your heart becomes pure, you cannot give up that name. And if your heart doesn't become pure, then your heart will be lingering. Learning this side, learning that side, learning this side. It is very difficult to control. Mind. Control mind. Manaiva manusyanam karanam vandha moksha. Now we are under the influence of Maya has tied us. Why? Because we have no faith towards this nama. And that bondage will be, we will be free from the bondage only when we repeat Nama, Krishna. No other philosophies, nothing whatsoever. You must have this blind belief. It may be blind because you have to have this strong belief that don't eat यह कोई ना बोलेगा ना बोलाएगा दिवा बसाने आते हमारे कहेगा महाप्रभु सेंट जनरल्स वन इज हरिदास हरिदास इज नित्यानंद सुनो सुनो नित्यानंद सुनो हरिदास यू हरिदास इज नित्यानंद फॉलो मी व्हाट इज इट प्रति घरे घरे गया करो ये भिक्षा बोलो कृष्ण करो कृष्ण बोल पहला ही हाउस and beg them. What do they beg? Not money or cereals or anything worth. Food. Moksha. Bhagavad-gita. You repeat Krishna. Bhagavad-gita. You worship Krishna. Kara Krishna Sikha. Follow the teachings of Krishna. Yabai. Nabodhita. Nabodhita. This is you have to speak to others. Nothing else. Should not hear from them. Nothing else you speak to them. This is the command of the Lord. Unless you have faith in the command of the Lord, you cannot do nama. You must have the faith. Because the Lord says, Yumanyi-sastra-mistra-jyāsvayam-pad Padmanabhaccha mukha padmātmanacchita. If Padmanabha, the Lord Krishna says, you do this, And if we have faith, who is it? No scriptures, no X and Y text. The Lord Himself says. The one chapter is telling, why you want to see so many scriptures, thousands of scriptures, not necessary, because the Lord speaks. Lord speaks. Mukhapadma, from His lotus mouth, He will speak to you, do this, do this, direct scripture. Even nature after this time, so we have to know this. You are young, but nobody speaks to you giving impression. Impression is wanted, must give impression, just like a horse. You must apply some force. Unless you cannot teach, you cannot teach. But just like horse is running at 20 miles speed or 10 miles speed, you cannot put the brake immediately. Slowly you must allow the horse to run. It will run. As long as it has got the strength of running, and when it is setting, now must realize that now it lost its weight bigger. Now if we put a brake, it will stop. But when it is running forcibly, immediate brake, anidhivagrupinam, you must apply force in the mind and brake. Put that mind into your control and say, no, you cannot do this. Do this. Manasikya, you read Manasikya. Do you read? What? He said, Raghunath Goswami, who was the son of a millionaire and two brothers. Nobody to enjoy the property. At the age of 18, left the world. Married, he wealth, they cannot able to tie Raghunath. Wife said, Zamindar's mother said, why don't you tie him with ropes? The father said, how can you tie with ropes? What rope you can tie? He cannot be tied with wealth and wife. These two ropes you cannot bind him. How can you buy?
Three.
Is it three now? Is it? Hari Baru. If not, it is the today, drug who done the three. What is that?
You almost spent 30.
Ten thirty. What do you want? No ten thirty. Many 10:30, many 12:30 will pass away. You must weep for Krishna. Krishna, I am the Tanuja. King Karam, I am your servant. I am falling into the ocean. Please, lift me up. Do you feel that I am fallen into the ocean? No, no. I am in the fourth story building, not in the water. So we must heal in suffering. Then only Krishna's blessings will come. How? Unless you weep for Krishna. That's advantage. Because this is, you are coming, you have embraced this in a young age. First impression lasts long. Now, if your mind is diverted, every mind, if you lose the steadiness of the mind, then the mind forever in your life cannot be able to control. Kumar Asrita Prajna Dharmam Bhagavatamina Prahlad says, from boyhood you should practice. Now you are from boyhood, if you cannot control it, then lose control. will destroy your future. No problem. Whatever problem there, it will be destroyed by Nama. Have faith in Nama. Do Nama. Don't think of philosophy now. Because... Suppose when we meet you today, tomorrow will be, or next year will be, no, come on. Like it. Not in it, Dalavata Dharamati Dharam, Sarbata Jeeva Namati. This is the problem. Chamya Sarjana Sangati Nega, Bhaja Hare Mano Ananda Nandana, Abhaya Sarnagana. Day and night, the winter, now rainy season, now the summer season, all will go. Nothing is permanent. Permanent is Atma, it is Bhaktam, Bhakti. Bhagavan is Bhagavan, Guharnam. Till night is short, day is long, but to know. Yes. Now it is 9 or 10 inches.
10:30.
Now it is light enough. This is...
We do see.
Seashore. How far sea?
See, from here 3 kilometers, Maharaj.
3 kilometers.
1 kilometer.
Three kilometers.
Would you like to go see the ocean, Maharaj?
Honestly,
you're already in the ocean.
On my mind. Outsiders, you must contact with outsiders. Contact. You invite them every Sunday. Sunday. I don't know. Because your masters, whatever they have told you, you are following. But you must have the public cooperation, invite them, and do a give prasadam to them. And if not, nobody will come, because everybody is busy.
Working.
Busy for nothing.
Yes.
You must have regular discourse. Then they come, you eat or Bhagavatam.
10 lakhs comes, Maharaj. 10 lakhs comes in the heart to hear Hare Kata.
No, it is necessary. Hare Krishna Sankirtan you do. And some Hare Krishna Sangha. And Prasadam. And gradually you can drag. But through Harnam, Swami Maharaj with Harnamam, he has controlled the world. Nothing, no money. No money, nobody gave money to him. Only one statement for traveling expenses somebody given. No, nothing to move for. He taught everything. Everything gradual. It's a mere difficulty. And if you do that, then you will have the permanent happiness result. Don't think without labor, no result you will get. Must do hard labor. God is that.
Back to the kind of money.
Nobody gives mind to.
They can't flower there. How can you
say they need to?
Why must advancement can be done? The scientist, our sleep, always day and night, they are engaged in inventing some. Now, you did not take so much labor. You sit a little bit now. That will be.
Mahasaya wants to take care so nicely for you.
A little bit more. If not, we can have a program somewhere else.
A program somewhere
else? No, that you don't come.
When?
Wherever you want.
For these 2 days, we will stay here peacefully, within rest and preaching.
Peacefully. What peace? Or some Christian peace?
Friday, Saturday.
We are sleeping.
No.
We will be injected to them.
Of course.
We have to pay for the sleep.
No.
No. No. We must do our service. Repeating our name, Sankirtana, our service. If nobody comes over to check our bus morning and to do bhajan, and the bike you have got, go.
We have to a little bit be careful with the neighbors.
Horrible. Everything is done by the last days. We have nothing to do.
Everything is
He is the master. Whatever he desires, it will be done. We have no independence. We are surrendered to God. We should go once to seaside.
Yes.
Seaside and come. Tomorrow.
Oh.
Evening.
Morning.
Evening.
Evening.
Program.